May the name of the Lord be praised now and forevermore. Amen. Glory be to the Father, to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was at the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Welcome, my brothers, my sisters, to what is the message of the Lord by Father Anthony Uche. We are reflecting on the readings for the first Sunday of Advent Year B. First reading will be taken from the prophet Isaiah chapter 63 verses 16 to 17, chapter 64 verse 1 verses 3 to 8. Our psalm for this Sunday is Psalm 80. Second reading will be taken from first letter of St. Paul to the Corinthians chapter 1 verses 3 to 9. Gospel reading will be taken from St. Mark's Gospel chapter 13. Verses 33 to 37. The theme of our reflection this Sunday is Adventus, triumphant comings of our Lord Jesus Christ. Each liturgical year of the church's liturgical calendar begins on the first Sunday of Advent, based on the Latin word Adventus. Advent means arrival or coming. It is also called parousia in Greek. The early Christians adopted the word parousia to designate the glorious second coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. However, my brother, my sister, the season of Advent also calls to mind the first coming of our Lord Jesus in Bethlehem, which will be commemorated on the 25th of December. Thus, in Advent, we ponder on the enfleshment of the Son of God in the womb of the Virgin Mary, how he became man in our Lord Jesus Christ, called all to repentance, humbled himself, and became obedient unto death, even death on the cross, which makes us savor the moment we were caught up in love of the God we cannot see and in love of things invincible. And so, my brother, my sister, Advent foreshadows the 25th of December, which was adopted by early Christians in the late 4th century in opposition to the feast of the birth of the invincible Son God. Another theory claims it was chosen because it was believed in the ancient world that great people were born on the same day of their death. Hence, if Jesus died on the 25th March, then he was conceived on that day and born on 25th December. By and large, my brother, my sister, it is obvious that for over 1,500 centuries, minds and hearts of God's people have been led to reflect and to commemorate in Advent the triumphant conception of our Lord Jesus by the power of the Holy Spirit, his triumphant victory on the cross, and his triumphant return in glory. Thus, we have received from his triumphant victories grace upon grace against today's challenges and for vigilance before we are called to give an account of our stewardship. In other words, we have been spiritually equipped to welcome and to cooperate with the Lord who comes now to renew our faith, to purify us when we fall, to console us in our suffering, to provide for our daily needs, and to protect us against physical and unseen dangers. Yes, the Lord is with us today and now, here and now. In other words, my brothers, my sisters, the Lord's steadfast love never ceases, and his mercies never come to an end. And so, we must learn to call on the Lord, our Father, for he is faithful and would not forsake us in spite of his anger against us. Nonetheless, we must learn to be attentive to the promptings of the Holy Spirit, who reminds us of eternity, helps us to reconfigure our attitudes, and teaches us how to develop eternal values for our well-being and the good of those under our care. Let us listen to the Lord our God today, for He comes to renew us, He comes to bless us, and He comes to uplift us. May the Lord in His infinite mercy bless us today and keep us safe. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Our Lady, Seat of Wisdom, pray for us. St. Michael the Archangel, pray for us.